God, we thank you for the sacrifice you made for us, the greatest act of love in all of history. God, as we gather in this new year, may we be open to what you have for our lives. May my thoughts and my words be yours. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Okay, so it's New Year's. How many of you have made at least one New Year's resolution? Anybody? All right, how many of you are thinking of it, just hadn't got around to it yet? All right, okay. There are probably some of you even that make New Year's that don't make New Year's resolutions because you think, well, you know, why bother? I'm not gonna get there. Or maybe you don't make one because, you know, you think, I don't really believe in those. Those are kind of silly. There's a lot of reasons. But a lot of people do make New Year's resolutions as we gather this time of year. I have done that from time to time. Oftentimes, unfortunately, they're things that are maybe a little too challenging, and oftentimes I miss the mark on those. But I know I'm not alone, because I notice every January till about mid-February or so, it's a little harder for me to find a spot on the treadmill at the Y. So I know I'm not alone. I had one friend, though, that thought of something really great. On December 28th, he posted online this. He said, I'm going to go ahead and make my New Year's resolution for 2010 now, because there's only 3 days left, and I can do it. You know, there are, you know, resolutions are funny things, and so I thought it was appropriate, especially given that our first worship of this new year began right at the beginning of the new year, to talk a little bit about resolutions today. In each of our scripture readings,